Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Ed Finn and Travel Talk.
Guten Tag, Robbie. Guten Tag,
wie geht es? Do you have the German at
this
stage?
Ich habe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Ah.
Yeah. Es ist die Zeit für uns nach zu Hause gehen. I think that's about it.
Yeah, ich versuche zu lernen, yeah.
You're very good.
So where have you been in Germany? Bavaria.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Bavaria?
Well, I tell you, a new flight started there with Ryanair to Nuremberg four times a week. And of course, once flights start, with direct flights start anywhere, you know, accessibility is always the key to a place opening up. But so I had never been, and I've been all over Germany. Went there a few weeks ago. And fantastic. Now, I suppose you could say, Robbie, something is brewing in Nuremberg because it probably has. I think it has. It boasts 4,000 brands of beer. And it is famous all over the world for its beer and also for, would you believe it, sausages. And I experienced both with great vigour. And it was really super. Now, the flight is great. You hop. It's only like about an hour, not even an hour and a half, I think. And lovely there, of course. You know, the systems, the trains work great. I think it was something like €3. You go down the escalator, you get your bag. And I just took a bag on with me 3 days and on the train in 5 minutes and straight into the centre.
Everything
in
runs like
minutes.
Clockwork. It's cheap.
I don't think I saw a train clean. So clean in my life. Yeah. It was spotless. But really, really, yeah, very, very nice. And but I have to say, I suppose Nuremberg, ideally, like the flights are going to be operating all year round. So, I mean, it's a great one, probably famous as the site of one of the oldest Christmas markets ever. I think that's probably where they started, in Nuremberg.
And then the trials, of course.
Yeah, the trials and tribulations, exactly. Now, the Nuremberg trials, of course, would be famous after what happened during the war. But what's also famous there, of course, is you can go out to where Hitler had the famous rallies.
Yeah.
Which were filmed.
And so is it a good place for historians to go?
It is, absolutely. I mean, the castle there is amazing, Robbie. Like, I mean, you're talking about beautiful kind of historic timbered buildings. There's a 1,000-year-old castle there, which is really, really lovely. Now, Franconia, I suppose, which is the area where it's in, it's known to have the highest amount of breweries in the world, right? So it's all that kind of really nice, but it's all very sustainable and but really wonderful. Yeah, there's also underneath the city there's all these mazes and catacombs. There's a tour you can do as well. But what I found there was we stayed in the centre. The food was amazing. The value for money, you know, like, again,
is it expensive to eat there?
No, I mean, you're talking like €3 for your gross and beer, you know. So you'd really notice the difference in price. Very, very good.
So
good
eating
value.
Out.
Very cheap, yeah.
Okay.
And beautiful food.
And what about prices of hotels now? You're talking in Dublin. What is it, €3.30 for a
I
night
know,
in Dublin?
Yeah, and again, I mean, we were looking around, actually. We were having a look there at a few of them. From 90 to 120 a night for a nice 4-star hotel kind of
wow.
thing, you know.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
I actually stayed in a Premier Inn, which was a brand new one, and again, that was lovely. It was grand. I got a corner room, so it was a nice big room, so it was
particularly
fine.
If you're going to be going out and sightseeing, you know, the hotel, nice and clean, nice modern room, that's all you're really looking for, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. And I think there as well, you can really, I mean, in the centre of Nuremberg as well, they have lovely old hotels, and you know, you can really kind of treat yourself. But I must say now, it was really, really affordable, and I loved it. And it's the kind of place, you know, when I remember when I went to Prague first, I thought to myself, I'll be back here, and I think I ended up going 40 times, right? So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think I worked for the Czech tourist
board.
So
would you go back now to Nuremberg?
I would absolutely, and I am going to go back. Yeah, I'm going to go back in September, and I'm definitely booking the Christmas markets.
See,
there
that's
as well.
Always, to me, that's a sign of a great place to go when you're willing to go back more or less immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'd say to you as well, just to talk about another, what I did when I was there as well, Robbie, was I took a day trip up to, the pronunciation of this is Bayreuth, right? Which is, it's not Beirut, obviously,
right,
B-A-Y-R-E-U-T-H. And this has a UNESCO Heritage Opera House, and it is also, of course, famous for the Wagner Opera Festival. This is where festivals first began. The first ever festival was held in Bayreuth, and Wagner actually was very smart. He had an idea to create this festival,
I thought you were going to say he printed T-shirts and made a fortune off the merchandise.
He was very progressive, though. But do you know what's very interesting? His operas, of course, are famous, and I mean, we all know how Hitler took him on as his kind of favourite composer, and in a way kind of hijacked Wagner, you know, with the anti-Semitic thing, because in fact he wasn't really, he had issues, Wagner himself, but I mean, one of his best friends, the composer Levy, shouldered his coffin, in fact, when Wagner died. So, you know, when you go into the real history of it, Robbie, it's very, very interesting. Now, he had a huge relationship. He had a great relationship with Ludwig II, you know, the mad king who built all those beautiful castles. And the relationship between them, he basically loved Wagner, and he became king when he was only 18. And he gave him all this money and kind of, you know, helped, because Wagner never, he loved spending money, but he never seemed to have any. But people built him houses. They built, like, Wilhelmina Sophia, who's the sister of Frederick the Great, she built the most, the Malgravian Opera House in Bayreuth, which is, again, famous. I mean, you're talking Baroque, ornate, stunning. I mean, I was in it the other day, absolutely gorgeous. But Wagner's Opera House was built bespoke by him, very austere, nothing fancy, and the orchestra are hidden underneath.
Wow.
And he has a wooden curve, so the acoustics are said to be the best in the world in this actual opera.
So classical music, Wagnerians and classical music fans will love
and
this place.
Now, you can be on a waiting list for the tickets.
It
could be 5 or 6 years, apparently.
Right, all right.
But it's a famous, famous.
And how far is that now from Nuremberg?
Now, by train, again, it was 50 minutes,
okay,
which was great.
So would you recommend using Nuremberg as the base?
I would, absolutely. Okay. But I stayed overnight, Robbie, in Bayreuth, and the most beautiful urban art hotel that they've built there. It's part of the Meisel Brewery, and we did a brewery tour there. But Bayreuth itself is the most beautiful. It's perfect. It's like something that's won the Tidy Towns competition every year for the last. It is. There are Borgen flowers everywhere. Now, she also built the Hermitage Palace and Gardens there, Wilhelmina. She was brilliant. She wrote her memoirs, actually, and they were one of the first memoirs written. She had a very tough childhood, but she was very creative, and she built all these rooms with broken mirrors on the walls to represent her. But she was famous. But the gardens there, right? It's like, you know, kind of Versailles. You're talking again. Ludwig, of course, loved King Louis in France. He loved all the kind of fancy stuff. So, but again, Bayreuth is stunning in terms of, if you love gardens, if you love opera, again, the food was very good value there. The hotel we stayed in was one of the best, the Urban Art Hotel. Way really contemporary, the whole opposite. Beer gardens, people sitting outside, having your schnitzel and your beer. I loved it. And I have to say, getting around, Robbie, was great. The flight was great. So I really loved it. And
the Germans make it so organised and so easy to do you got to do as a tourist, don't they?
Totally. Yeah. And I think as well, as I said, it's just great having the direct flights, and it really opens it up. And people will love this. The history is quite fascinating there as well. And I was looking up YouTube videos of the rallies that I got back. That'll tell you.
See.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you certainly whetted our appetites for a visit to Bavaria, Germany, in particular, to Nuremberg and Bayreuth.
If you just look up like tourismus.nuremberg, or if you just look up Nuremberg, you'll find all the details there. Really good website. And germany.travel is the other one as well.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.